Anti-racists outraged by fascist groups' migrant hunt. Far-right Britain First's plans to step up Patriot migrant patrols is a shocking indictment of the hostile environment created by the Tories, anti-racist activists have said. The so-called Operation White Cliffs involves Britain First fascist patrol Samfire Hope Beach in Kent equipped with torches, binoculars and high-vis jackets hunting for migrants. Britain First has now announced it intends to escalate their operation in the coming weeks. Stand Up to Racism, SUTR, co-convener Wayman Bennett said that it was a shocking indictment of the atmosphere created by the Tories' hostile environment that a fascist group like Britain First have the confidence to launch such a racist initiative. Mr. Bennett warned that Operation White Cliffs echoed fascist ideology from the 1930s. He said, it aims to champion the hunting of the most desperate people who are only doing what any of us would do in embarking on the most horrendous and dangerous journeys to find a better life for their families. We have to oppose every attempt to sow division and hatred by these forces, and challenge the hostile environment that gives them confidence. Care for Calais' Claire Mosley said, when deeply traumatized men, women and children arrive on our shores, they are often in need of medical attention and should be met by professionals. We urge anyone who thinks otherwise to please think again. Fire Brigade's Union Eastern Regional Secretary Ricardo Latorre said racist vigilantes have no place in any kind of enforcement or emergency activities. Mr. Latorre said, these groups claim to be the voice of the working class, but now they want to act as an arm of the authorities by patrolling beaches to apprehend struggling working class people desperately trying to get to safety. Me and my watch at the fire station were once asked to assist the police in apprehending suspected migrants allegedly hiding in a lorry. They weren't in any danger, so we flat out refused. Because as firefighters we help people, we don't apprehend them. We are a humanitarian service, not an enforcement service. We stand with other working class people, not against them. This latest stunt shows exactly who these far-right groups truly serve, and it certainly isn't workers like us. Today Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Bashu told the media that the fastest-growing terrorist threat in Britain now came from the far right. He said that the problem is small, but it is my fastest-growing problem. He explained that extreme right-wing terrorism had gone from 6% of the caseload 2 years ago to 10% now. He also said, when nearly a third of plots foiled by police and security services relate to right-wing ideology, it lays bare why we are taking this threat so seriously.